Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Portland City Council. Come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams?
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Sten?
Here.
Potter?
Here. Do any council members have any ex parte contact to declare since the last meeting with either the appellant or the applicant?
Did you say
go ahead.
Sorry. I received and read an email from Chris Smith expressing concerns about the city's findings written up by the city attorney, and my chief of staff on one side today told me that there was a letter, which I also read, from I think Tim Ramos, asking that the issue be remanded. So those are the two ex parte contacts.
And likewise, two members of my staff had ex parte contact. My chief of staff with the applicant, and one of my managers, Veronica Valenzuela, with the Neighborhood Association. And prior to starting this meeting, I wish to make the following statement. At the beginning of the last hearing on this appeal, I disclosed I had joined a neighborhood tour with members of the Northwest District Association. I said that we looked at the site of this proposed parking garage and that I had concerns relating to several issues. I want to clarify at the time that I was on that tour, I made no decision nor commitment to the Neighborhood Association. After making this disclosure, I said that I intended to listen to the testimony and evidence in order to make a decision on the appeal. When I was casting my vote at the end of the appeal hearing, I made several statements that should have been part of my ex parte contact disclosed at the beginning of the hearing. Specifically, I said when I went out and walked around and I saw as I stood on the property and looked up to see the height of the parking structure, the issues with pedestrians in the area that made me feel that this parking structure, they say, did not meet design criteria. It didn't meet my criteria for something I felt wasn't about fitting with the community, but it was in a place that would not be safe for pedestrians. I can't imagine the 105 cars that would be going in and out of there on a regular basis. I've been advised that I should give anyone who wishes to question me about these statements or to rebut them an opportunity to do so. I want to give members of the audience a chance to do that now.
Mayor, I haven't read the item yet.
I think you should do that.
386. Tentatively uphold appeal of Northwest District Neighborhood Association and reverse the Landmark Commission decision to approve the application of William DeBellis, Donald Singer, Singer Thurman, LLC, GFV Enterprises, LLC, and 2311-2317 Northwest Irving Street, LLC, for the Irving Street parking garage at 2311-2317 Northwest Irving Street, LU06132367HDZM.
Please identify yourself when you speak.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For your record, Tim Ramos. I'm a lawyer. My offices are at 1727 Northwest Hoyt in Portland. Here on behalf of the applicant, with me is Christy White, who's also a lawyer in Portland from Baljanic. I appreciate the opportunity you've extended us to address the council. Thank you very much for that and for your statement. Before we get into the specific response to that, let me ask a procedural question about how you would be handling the remand request. If there is council support for that, we would ask for a motion for that early in the proceeding because it would preclude the necessity of going on with this process. And if there's support for it, as my letter indicated, the applicant is quite willing to work on the process, change the design, and really directly address the kinds of issues that the council's addressed both in its comments and in the draft findings from the city attorney. So we'd be certainly requesting that motion if there's support for it.
I just saw your remand today for the first time in a letter that was written to the Bureau of Developmental Services. In terms of the sense of the council, do you wish to remand this to the Landmarks Commission for for a additional what? What did you say that for?
For additional proceedings, consistent with your comments and observations about the plant.
Christy White speaking. We view it as an opportunity and a venue for compromise. We've listened to council's concerns. We hear the concerns of NWDA, and it would be an opportunity to sit in a public hearing, flesh out all those issues in more detail, and directly respond to them, and hopefully come up with a compromise design.
So your idea is not for us to rehash the issues as they have been presented, but rather to address some of the concerns you heard
yes,
here?
Yes, exactly.
I'd be supportive of that.
Council?
Hoping that.
Just asking for a chance to see if it works.
One of the things that I'd like to do is to ask the neighborhood what if they would choose to participate in that, because that would make the difference, I believe.
Can I respond to that?
Sure.
Of course, that's a valid question to ask of the neighborhood. I would respond in the following manner. This remand would be to a Landmarks Commission who would hold a full and fair public hearing, perhaps a number of public hearings, and the NWDA would be fully able to participate in those, reiterate any concerns that's reiterated here, but mostly respond to the design. I would hate to think that anybody in this town has the right to veto a venue for compromise. I'd like to see if we can give it a chance.
Well, you know, it does take two parties to compromise, and that's why I was asking of the Neighborhood Association. I'd like to ask the city attorney's office on a remand, what is the procedure for the remand and subsequent procedures?
Our code doesn't speak directly to remand. Basically, the procedure would be a full public hearing before the Design Commission. At which both parties would be heard. The commission would take any testimony that's appropriate and make another decision, and that decision would again be appealable to council if one or both parties were dissatisfied with it.
What's the timeline? Is there a timeline expectation?
I'd have to defer to BDS staff. I think if it was remanded to the Design Commission, then they would follow their normal timelines for providing notice and holding a hearing.
Could we continue directly for this meeting and not be noticed? If so, we could just stay.
Okay. Staff informs me that I guess if council were to remand it to the Landmarks Commission and establish a date today for the Landmarks Commission hearing, that there are several possibilities of hearing dates, April 23rd, May 4th, May 28th. I think if the council was inclined to do that, we'd need to pick a date that would allow enough time for the commission to make a decision and to provide a full appeal period and notice. Full appeal period and then full appeal procedures if it was appealed back to council.
So if I could, just picking up, Mayor, on your line of questioning and in considering this, I mean, before we hear from the neighborhood, what is your client willing to consider?
We're not foreclosing any options.
Can you give me more?
Sure. I would hate to predetermine because we're truly wanting to enter this as a compromise and as a venue for discussing that. We've talked about it amongst ourselves. We've read the findings. We could do any or all of the things that are proposed in the findings. We could, between the parties, come up with different alternatives that aren't reflected in the findings. So we understand the risk we're taking by doing this, but I think I'm hoping to convey to you the earnestness of that request and the real possibility that something could occur during those compromise proceedings to come up with a proposal that meets everybody's needs. We may not be totally satisfied, and I'm assuming the other party may not totally be satisfied, but that's the definition of compromise.
Did you contact the Northwest District Association to convey this to them?
Tim.
We sent a letter to the staff to try to get some reaction to that. And then once our client had authorized it, we sent the letter officially to the city and shortly thereafter sent it to a representative of NWDA, invited them to call me. There really, frankly, hasn't been much time.
No, that was today.
To do that. So that happened just today.
Yeah. But, of course, this isn't a hearing, so, we're just asking to talk more at this point.
Catherine, I'm not as familiar with the Landmark Commission process. What if we were... Are we within the legal parameters of noticing Landmark Commission meetings to set a date that quickly for them to consider this issue? And could the council set an end date in which they have to get back to us by?
Well, I think once you send it back to the Landmarks Commission, the timing is prescribed by the hearing procedures in the code. So it would just have to follow the timing in the code in terms of notice periods, hearing, and then appeal period, and notice of any appeal hearing before council. We're on a little bit of novel ground. If the council were to announce today a date for a remand hearing before the Landmarks Commission, I think it's possible to do that. I think best practice would be to have a written notice of the hearing date, time, and place of any Landmarks Commission hearing sent. And that is what I would prefer rather than, you could announce a date today if there is support for the remand, but I would encourage staff to follow up with sending a written notice to all those entitled to notice under the code.
Yes, we'd like to hear from the neighborhood.
Hi.
Please state your name for the record.
Juliet Hyams, 2324 Northwest Marshall, with the Northwest District Association. We would, of course, participate in a remand, but it feels a little premature to me because we're not yet comfortable with the findings from the February hearing because we were supposed to receive staff objections on the 3rd, and we didn't receive them until the 6th when the person who wrote the hearings was packing up to go out of the country for the rest of the month. We also feel like some of the pedestrian issues were not fully addressed in the findings, and we wanted to talk to you about that somewhat today. I'm also a little concerned about the idea of a remand. Although I'm neither a lawyer nor a land use person, I understand that a remand would not have the same degree of public process and transparency as if they were to start a new land use, a new application to the Landmarks Commission. I'm not sure about this, but we're sort of grasping at straws because we just got a copy of the letter about requesting a remand right before I got on the bus to come down here, and we just got the findings. I didn't get them until Friday night before our holiday weekend, and so we're sort of trying to figure out where we stand. But we would participate in a remand, but we want more time to review the findings.
How much time do you need?
Well, the person who wrote the findings won't be back until the end of the month. He would like to have until the middle of May.
So I want to ask the city attorney a question. In terms of their receiving notice on the findings, is there any procedure in the code that requires a certain time period?
No, there's not. The code gives them the opportunity as the prevailing party represented by a land use professional to submit findings. Those findings are supposed to be reviewed by the staff in our office before they're filed with the council. They were reviewed. The findings they submitted were modified. The findings you have before you today represent staff and our office's modification of those findings. Once they're filed with the city auditor, then they're available for your consideration. There's no process in the code nor any requirement for sending out those findings. They're available when they're filed with the auditor's office. Similarly, there's no process, and it's not the council's practice, to accept comment on the findings. So if you were to be consistent with your past practice, you would not enter into a debate about the findings or allow the parties to enter into a debate about the findings.
If this was remanded, how long would you, following up on the mayor's earlier question, I mean, that I asked the other side, would you, you expressed a willingness to do that. Are you open to all the possibilities? Are you willing to look at all the issues? What's your reaction going into that, or what's your position going into that?
Well, I I don't relish that possibility, and I think that, I mean, I don't want to comment on the findings because we're just told we're not supposed to discuss that, and it's hard to talk about one without the other. So stop me at any time, but I think the location was a big part of the issue before, and also that I heard you, Commissioner Adams, talking about the need for a transit study that looks at multiple modes of transportation, including pedestrian behavior, and I would want to have some more information like that before we go back to a new design or a revised design. So, of course, we want, if something's going to be put in our neighborhood, we want to make it as good as it can be. But I think some of those issues that were brought up at the hearing and came across loud and clear need to be ironed out first.
If I may, Dan Anderson, also with the District Association, how we get to this Landmarks Commission hearing matters. I mean, clearly we've established, simply by our experience today, that there's a little bit of a tradition of dropping things in at the last minute here. If we arrive 2, 4, 6 weeks from today at a Landmarks Committee hearing where the substance of the matter to be heard is revealed on an analogously short time basis to the neighbors and the neighborhood association, that would not be a particularly satisfying procedure, as I'm sure you can appreciate. On the other hand, if we take 6 weeks and there is substantial interaction between the parties well in advance of the hearing, it's a very different scenario. It's certainly not one characterized by our experience today.
So you're saying that if the parties were to get together between now and the Landmarks hearing, and that there was some fruitful discussion, that you folks would be willing to entertain that?
Oh, I think we're willing to talk, but you've got to sort of provide enough of a time period and an atmosphere that there's a realistic possibility for interaction. Learning about things hours or only days before an event, which clearly characterizes the recent stages of the evolution of this entire process, doesn't speak to that need, and it's not a good practice.
Okay, but to the point at hand, what would be a reasonable amount of time that you folks think would be necessary so that the neighborhood could have a thorough examination of any recommendations that were to come out before there would be a Landmark hearing?
I could envision this process running, say, 6 weeks from today, so long as there was, you know, multiple substantial periods of interaction during the calendar month of May. If this all shows up on the 28th of May and we have the hearing the next day, that doesn't work.
So you're saying that if over a period that for a period of 6 weeks that you'd like whatever happens through Landmarks or whatever conversations over the next 6 weeks, you would like to see them paced out so that and that whatever is going to be said or whatever information might come from the other side, you would get ample notice of, and there would be frequent meetings, opportunity to talk, and it all just not show up a couple of days before the end of the window. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think if the theory here is that there is some possibility for a negotiated solution, in fact, there has to be a bona fide negotiation process concluded by a hearing.
Right.
Not something that's dropped in at the end and you try and paint it with that brush when, in fact, there was no substantive negotiation.
I think part of our discomfort with this was we thought that if there were going to be dramatic objections to our findings, there would have been some conversation or give and take leading up until when they were delivered back to us. But, in fact, they came in a few days late, and there were more changes than we expected, and there was no kind of, warning or conversation.
So, Catherine, if I could just clarify, there's sort of two issues here. One, is the issue, the appellate's issue that they didn't have an opportunity to comment on the findings. And your reply was that this is not part of the city's regular practice. So that's one issue. The other issue is the request by the applicant. Is that what we call this side? The applicant that that this be remanded back to the Landmarks Commission to see if some sort of to see through dialogue if some sort of compromise could be achieved or if the issues could be addressed. You've said a willingness to talk. You said nothing is off the table. So I have two follow-up questions from that. Do we, can we voluntarily get their comments without poisoning the process in any particular way? And if the other side has any comments on the findings, that you would be exposed to those and you could decide whether or not you want to include them as part of this document before it might come back to us, if it comes back to us in this form. So that's the first question.
Let me make sure I understood that. You're suggesting that perhaps the parties could comment to me on the findings that have been prepared to council.
And you could decide whether you want, as our attorney, whether you want to incorporate any of those comments in a final, another second version of this. I think both sides would be.
That's fine. That has value only if the council is not going to remand this to the Landmarks Commission. Right. If you are, then if this comes back to council, I would expect the proposal might be in a slightly different form, and there would be different findings for the council to consider.
Okay, but we could accept those comments now as sort of a fail-safe. Not today necessarily, but we could give them a period of time to comment to you as sort of a fail-safe. And then, is that?
Yes, you could do that.
So give each party a week?
Sure.
Same time, a week from now, 2:30. On the,
but not to come back here.
Well, only if it does come back here.
What I would prefer is if there are you then going to base it then whether to remand or not based on those?
Well, that was the second issue then on the remand. If
one thing I do want to make the council aware of that affects both your consideration continuing this hearing and any remand is state law imposes an ultimate time limit for making a final decision on this application, which is essentially a year from the date that it was complete. This application was complete on July 5th, 2006. So the city has until July 5th, 2007 to make a final decision on this application. So any remand has to allow sufficient time for an appeal period back to council and an appeal hearing back to council. If you delay the findings for a week or 2 weeks and then decide to remand it back to the Landmarks Commission, there may not be enough time left to accommodate that within the one-year period we have under state law.
Because of the statutory requirements for the Landmarks process?
Simply because of our code requirements for notice and notice and appeal periods and notice before appeal hearings.
So if we were to go a different route, is it legal for a different route if the conversations between these two parties occurred with a mediator? Is that allowed or is not allowed under the law?
Well, I think if you remand it, the law doesn't speak to that. If you remand it to the Landmarks Commission, the parties can choose.
Right. I'm saying, let's say we just continue the hearing.
The parties can choose to talk in whatever fashion works best for them. If it's direct face-to-face discussions through a mediator or through some other method,
right,
they can do that.
But Landmarks is a tried and true process. So if we wanted to do the Landmarks, how do we get, how would we get an extension of the timeline if we needed it by going, asking the applicant or fulfilling the applicant's request for a remand? How do you get, is there a way to get beyond the year imposed by state law on our
state process? Law sort of is unclear. I think what we would want from the applicant is their commitment that should they have any rights to go to court or anything else after that one-year period, that they would forbear from doing that. And you would, yeah.
For your record, Tim Ramos again, we would agree to that. My reading of the statute is that the application after the time limit might be subject to a mandamus, and we would be happy to waive that so that there would be no risk to any of the parties of a continued proceeding. We also recognize what Dan has said as being accurate. We'll need time to talk. Happy to commit to do that a couple times a week if that would serve everyone's interest. Leading up to this process some time ago, we were meeting almost weekly, and I'm sure we could double up on that. So we're happy to be committed to working on it.
And Dan just sort of said 6 weeks off the cuff. Is that 6 weeks?
Seems like a reasonable time period to us.
Is that workable in terms of the landmarks process, though?
Well, one alternative available to the council is simply to continue this, keep it at the council, continue it for 6 weeks, 7 weeks, give the parties time to talk and to bring back whatever they have worked out or not at the end of that time period. And that saves eliminates the worry of having enough time to bounce back to the Landmarks Commission and then back up to the council.
Also happy to address the pedestrian counts and study issue that was requested.
I think it's a matter of both folks entering into this with good faith. That is, each willing to do their part to try to achieve some kind of solution that both parties can live with. I don't think both parties will get everything they want, but at least live with. If you could do that, we would be very happy to extend it for a period of time and then come back here. What I heard from the neighborhood is that they wanted time for the neighborhood to participate in the process and discuss it. So is 6 weeks sufficient for you folks?
I'll agree with that.
6 weeks? Okay.
She's the leader.
Okay.
Carla, can you identify what date is 6 weeks from today?
That would be May 24th, and Mayor, you'll be out of the office.
Is there a...
Could we do it the first week in June? I'll be back, I think, June 2nd.
Yes, we still have a month within our one-year period.
If you want to keep it on Thursday, that would be June 7th.
So Thursday, June 7th
at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then I think we can also, since we're going the informal route, allow both parties to comment on your findings, and you can choose whether or not to incorporate any of that input. And should we get both parties a week?
That's fine.
To do that, so they have a week as of a week from today at 2:30.
Okay.
Can I also suggest that I don't know if you have used a third party, but I would definitely recommend that in order to achieve a outcome for both sides, that you would have make use of the third party. The City of Portland has several folks like that are independent and provide excellent mediation. But I would think that it would be in both interests, and we would be glad to take on that obligation to provide somebody, and you could together choose them. But I would recommend that you folks have someone that you could, a third party that could help process this.
Appreciate the comment.
Mayor
we'll
Potter,
consider it.
I would point out that if this comes back in June with a modified proposal, that the record would be reopened at that point to hear for the council to consider the modified proposal and to hear testimony pro and con.
What exactly is coming back on June 2nd then?
Well, I think what will happen in early June is either the parties will come back with a modified proposal that they have agreed to, or you will be considering the proposal that you have before you now with the findings to grant the appeal and deny the parking garage.
In the event that we agree on some parts and not others, would we be back here for some ultimate decision on that? I mean, just to think of all the permutations.
I can speak only for myself. You got to agree on everything.
Pardon me?
You have to agree on the project.
I'm just thinking there are a myriad of conditions that you might impose that others might ask for that we might not have complete agreement on. It's entirely possible we might not have 100% agreement.
I think the record would be reopened to consider either a mutually agreeable modified proposal or for a report on whatever you had been able to agree to and what remains outstanding issues for the county.
Well, you approached this, you just changed things. You approached this with coming to agreement with your application. You're representing the applicant for a project. And you just put a new spin on it with that last question. Now, what I understood is that you're open to everything, but you would have to come to agreement on your application. I thought that's what you wanted at the beginning presentation here.
We are
to come back with, you agreed on staircases, you didn't agree on parking depth, you know. That's not what maybe I was just misunderstood. That's not the way I took your opening salvo.
My point was I think a more limited one, and that is that I wanted to understand that the council was not delegating to the parties their authority to make a decision, and that our request was for a remand back to Landmarks to try to work this problem. We're certainly not looking for a process that results in the parties dictating what the solution is. We want to come here with a solution that you would consider.
I don't want to be a bucket of cold water on this opportunity to find compromise, but where we have done this successfully in the past, it has always been when we have left a cloud of doubt over both parties how our vote was going to turn out. That motivated people to try to find a compromise. With all due respect, I think this is a playing field that is not level at this point, and while I'm on the other side from the majority, I'm also not mindful of wasting people's time. And just from some of what I'm observing here today, I don't see there to be quite any motivation at all to compromise or do anything that I think would warrant the further expense, time, and frustration of all involved. So I felt it necessary to throw out that observation. I mean, we have done this successfully before, but always with the clear statement that neither side knows how this is going to turn out. And if one side comes back and convinces us that the other side didn't operate in good faith, that will influence our decision. I don't think you see three people saying that here today. So. I don't think you care if one side operates in good faith or not. They're going to cross their arms and say no and come back and say we didn't come up with a compromise and we've wasted 2 months of money, time, and effort that might be better spent somewhere else.
Well, someone will have wasted the time.
Hmm? You're in the majority.
I would hope that you folks could work something out. And I would hope that both parties understand that this is important to the city council. That if you can work it out, great. If not, then we will make the decision. So what's your sense, Commissioner?
I tend to agree with Commissioner Leonard's observations. I'm more than happy to give the parties 6 weeks, but I'm not sure what good it's going to do, personally.
And what's the motivation for the neighborhood to agree to any compromise? So I'm asking that as a question. I mean, given the position of the majority.
It's your side that's trying to delay the vote.
So. I'm not trying to delay anything. I think I'm not on sides. I'm trying to do the right thing, and I'm continuing.
You're not on side, but we had a 3-2
vote. Well, you said it's my side. What I'm doing is doing what I've consistently done here, tried to do the right thing, And in making the observation I am, I'm trying to do the right thing by all the parties and not give one side false hope, including spending money wastefully. I'd much rather see the Singer family donate money to a homeless project than to employ attorneys and architects for the next 6 weeks on what clearly is the beginning of a failed process. I mean, it can't work, to be blunt.
Well, I heard both sides say they were interested. We face this with every time we've tried the informal route before we make a decision, final decision, one way or another. You always give that speech, and I think it's a good speech, and I agree with it.
But before that, I'm real clear that there isn't a majority sending a strong message at one side's ahead.
Finish. I have the mic.
I have my own.
It's always been a problem.
Keep your microphone. I like mine.
There should be one. And if you ask me to say the time, date, and the topic, I probably couldn't do it off the cuff, but I'm pretty sure that when we have suggested this informal route, that there was some sort of prevailing sentiment on the city council that would manifest itself if asked. So this is different. Commissioner Leonard is right in that we have taken an initial vote. And so if both parties want to try this, it's great. If you're going to parse and say we'll agree on some things but not others, and that's what you come back with, that's your right to do that. I'm interested in having you achieve an agreement on this project, bless you, or not. And you've asked for it, and you've agreed to it. So if you want to spend 6 weeks and probably $2,000 of the city's mediation services that we've already paid for, I'm willing to support that.
As I.
And you need to be more optimistic.
I think that whatever happens, that the Northwest area will be living with the results for a long time. Perhaps 6 weeks isn't so long as compared to 40 or 60 years.
Carla, can you repeat again for the record the date and time this would come back if the council continues it?
That'll be June 7th, a Thursday at 2 p.m.
Do we have to have a motion to move this to that date?
Continue. I think you can do that by consensus.
Fine with me.
Fine with me.
Let me just ask the neighborhood, you guys are open to a compromise garage?
We're open to a compromise treatment at that site, yes.
That's not what I asked.
I think there are some garage designs that could work there.
You're open to a redesigned garage? And you're open to a different garage that
doesn't... Oh, yes, definitely. We're ready to pull out pencils and paper and start working on it.
See you in 6 weeks.
Thank you.
We need to have someone. Who do we contact in terms of offering of the mediation, or do you prefer to do it yourself? We don't care which way you go, but
you could have someone contact me. I'd be happy to start that conversation.
You can have someone contact me.
Okay. We'll do that.
All right.
This has been set over until June 7th. 2:30?
June 7th at 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
Thank
you very much.
We have one more item.
Yeah. No, that's right. I was
387.
Okay, one more item.
Yes. Excuse me. We do have one more item.
Say no to the garage.
This is not okay. If anybody likes to have a conversation, could you please go outside? We still have a little bit of work to do here. Please read item 387. It's a second reading vote only.
Allow funds to be used for home ownership for households with incomes up to 100% median family income under certain conditions and adopt income guidelines for the affordable housing tax increment financing set aside policy.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Double I.
Water.
Stan just voted for me, so. Aye.
Emphatic aye.
Well, that certainly didn't make everybody happy.
Everybody's happy, yeah.
The two no's didn't want to have a compromise meeting.
Well, I was just, the neighbor had said, I thought they were going to say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
I don't think they would have passed a polygraph, but it's like,